The most music in Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. It's time for Breaking Bad News. Aaron, as you know, Breaking Bad News is not a fun thing to do to anybody.
No, it's super hard, but luckily we are here to make it a lot easier.
Yes, and today we are talking to KT. Good morning, love.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So what's going on? Who do you need to break the bad news to?
So I am breaking bad news to my best friend, Jenna.
Aw.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good news for me.
Yeah? Okay, let's hear about it.
Her brother just turned 18, and I would like to date him.
Oh, you like her brother?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a big deal, but I think she does.
You think she has a problem? How long? Have you dated before or you want to start dating him?
I haven't dated him before because he wasn't, you know, he wasn't 18 yet.
Right, he wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that he is, I would like to. And she thinks, you know, I've mentioned that I think that he's cool and, you know, attractive, et cetera, et cetera. And she was super weirded out by it. And so, you know, now that he's 18, I feel like he's an adult and we can do whatever we want to do.
Okay.
And she's kind of overprotective of him?
Oh, totally.
Now, how old are you, KT?
21.
You're 21? Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me, in your honest opinion, how do you think she's going to take this?
Well, let's just say I'm doing it on the radio.
Because you need the help, honey.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you asking for her permission or are you telling her I'm going to date your brother?
Well, I definitely don't want to hide it. That sounds sneaky, but I would prefer to have her blessing.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
I don't want things to get awkward for us, but I also don't want her to limit me in my life.
So if she tells you, girl, no way. Are you going to then not pursue him and keep your relationship with your friend or say too bad later?
I don't know. I was just really hoping it wouldn't get awkward, but...
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now as a guy, I have to know, what do you find so attractive about her younger brother?
He's hot.
He's hot, but I think he's a good person.
Yeah.
You know, I really like his personality. He's funny. We have great conversations. You know, and I've known him for a long time.
Yeah. This happens.
Me.
Girl, this happens. I mean, there's not a lot of fish in the sea, unfortunately. And when you find someone that you connect with, you kind of want to stay with that person.
Yeah. And his sister's my best friend. Like, that's pretty rad.
I mean, yeah, you guys can be like a happy family in the end.
Yeah, that might be fun.
I think so.
She would love that, right?
I would love that.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, let's find out exactly how Jenna is going to feel. All right, love, we are going to call Jenna and see what she has to say. Now we're going to mute our phones and you are just going to go at it. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, it's Breaking Bad News with Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams.
Hi, girls.
How you doing?
Good. Why are you being a weirdo?
Funny.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about something.
Are you okay?
Yeah. So, okay. You're okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, you're making me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know how we just celebrated your brother's birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it got me thinking that, you know, I've had, you know, that I think your brother's awesome, and we get along really well, and we have great conversation, and he's such a good person, and I know it's weirded you out in the past, but I was thinking, now that he's 18, it wouldn't be weird for us to date, and so I would like to do that. And I just would really love it if you would be okay with that.
Do you realize what a perv you sound like?
Oh my gosh!
I've waited until he's 18.
Woo!
Katie, what is wrong with you?
Well,
are you talking about?
I think if I was sneaking around and did this when he was 16, then I'd be a perv, but. Right now, I'm saying...
No, instead you were just standing on the sidelines waiting? Katie,
no,
what are you talking
like that to
Listen,
me.
Can I break this down for you? First of all, of course, yes, of course, you know him and you love him because you've known him since he was practically a baby. So what's the end game here? Okay, so first of all, he's 18. What, you guys think you're going to get married? 18-year-old guys don't marry the girls they date when they're 18. So
I'm not trying to get married right now. Like, I'm 21
right, so
years old.
I just want to, like, you break up with him
someone...
and you break his heart, and then I have to deal with the girl who broke my little brother's heart, or he breaks your heart. Like, what's the end game here? This is so stupid, Katie. It's not worth it.
Oh, no.
Well, I think the whole point is that now, like, we're both adults. So, you know, if something goes, like, south with the, like, relationship, which I think it's, like, premature to even say relationship, you know, like, then we would just deal with it like adults do. Like, not everything is so dramatic. And especially since we've known each other for so long, I think it wouldn't be weird for us to start dating. And
Katie,
you know,
listen, I know that
you
had a hard time at school. I think this is like insecurity coming out with the guys you've dated this year. Mm. And I don't think that it's healthy to just like start dating my younger brother because it's safe. And also, like, that's such a crappy position to put my parents in and your parents in. Like, that's such a bad position to put everybody in.
She is not going to have this.
I feel like you're feeling insecure. It's like, I get it and I'm here for you, but my little brother is not the answer.
Is this Jenna?
Yeah.
Hey, honey, this is Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams. KT,
oh,
of course,
God,
got a hold of us. Yes, honey. She totally loves your brother, but not everyone is cool with your best friend wanting to date, you know, either your brother. Do you have any, I don't know, thing inside of you that is just like, yeah, you know, I want my best friend to be happy? Or are you just totally against this?
Listen, I do want my best friend to be happy. And here's the deal. If I thought that her and my brother were perfect together and they would live together happily ever after, then yes, I would of course want them to be together. But he's a baby and he's not, he's going to break her heart. And they're not meant, I know them both so well. This is not going to be a good match. I know she's attracted to him, but someone's going to end up with a broken heart here. And so I do want Katie to be happy. And I promise you, this is just like some insecurity from the shitty guy she's dated.
Well, what if she ends up breaking your brother's heart? How pissed off are you going to be?
If what?
If she breaks your brother's heart.
What am I supposed to do then? You know what I mean? Yeah. I have to choose between my little brother and my best friend. Like, I'll be furious at her for even putting me in that position when it's so stupid. They're not, I get it. Listen, my best friend and my brother, attractive people. I run in attractive circles.
Right.
I get it. But like, this is not the answer to like the guys you've dated this year. You know, this is like super insecurity because my brother's, you know, a sweet, dumb 18-year-old, you know?
So Katie, you know that your best friend is, she knows you best. And she knows probably that, again, she's trusting your instinct that he's just not going to be the right person for you, even though you think it is. So what are you going to do? Are you going to drop this situation with trying to pursue him or kind of go against your best friend and do what you want to do?
No, I mean, I just feel like this is, like, clearly a conversation that we need to continue, and, like, we can do it in person, but, like, it's interesting to hear her say that. It's,
also, Katie,
like,
the fact that you
could
get on the radio and you couldn't talk to me in person, deep down, you know something's wrong with this.
That's what we're here for.
It means deep down you know it's not right.
Aaron, do you have any advice for them?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think they have a right to try it. I mean, I'm guessing the little brother definitely thinks it's a good idea. I mean, he's 18. We all know how he's thinking.
Oh, boy.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is how it's going to end. You know what I mean? This is so dumb.
But you never know. I think it's worth a shot.
I don't know. There's two against one. I'm in between, so I'm going to stay out of this.
Well, I think I've got KT and the little brother on my side.
What 18-year-old guy marries the girl he dates when he's 18?
It's not about marriage. It's about experience.
And this and that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just, I don't know. I'm definitely not thinking about marriage. I'm like,
right, be curious with anybody else.
If it would
anybody
work.
Else under the sun,
okay.
I will go out with you. We will find you other guys. Don't be creeping on my brother.
That's right. Hey, well, listen, if the brother doesn't work out, you know, our producer is very sexy and you just got on Tinder and you could be like, I don't need Tinder anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I got KT.
Yeah, I don't ever want to get married.
Oh, done.